This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver saw more than 1,000 people gather for dueling demonstrations Tuesday between abortion rights advocates rallying at the state capitol and anti-abortion counter-protesters. CPR's Hart Van Denburg was there.
What I'm hearing and seeing is a lot of the kinds of signs that we often see at these protests. A lot of keep your laws off my body, keep abortion safe and legal. The counter-protesters are carrying around some fairly grisly banners that show what they claim to be aborted fetuses. It's quite a spectacle.
CPR's Hart Van Denburg. You will see a lot of pictures from the scene in Denver at CPR.org. Abortion rights supporters gathered at the Mesa County Courthouse in Grand Junction. Jennifer Hancock is with the reproductive rights group Cobalt. She says even in conservative communities like hers, there's a network of people who support reproductive rights.
When the Western Slope decides to organize and speak up and be heard, things can happen pretty quickly. We all know each other. So this, you know, the rally was put together in about 10 minutes.
We have much more reaction to the leaked Supreme Court decision on abortion here on the air and at CPR.org. COVID-19 transmission is hitting levels not seen in Colorado in more than 2 months. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Test positivity, the rate of positive tests, topped 6% Thursday and remained above that threshold over the weekend. That's the highest number since mid-February as the big winter wave of Omicron was receding. A higher percent positive suggests higher transmission and that there are likely more people with coronavirus in the community who haven't been tested yet. The number also doesn't include most rapid home tests that often aren't reported to the state. Hospitalizations remain relatively low, but they rose to above 100 last week, their highest level in a month. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The pandemic canceled graduation at CU Boulder the past 2 years. It's back on this spring. Tomorrow, more than 9,000 graduates get their diplomas in a ceremony at CU's Folsom Field. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.